Shalom, everybody, and welcome to Sem Torah for Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret is a very strange chag. On the one hand, it is connected to Sukkot. It is the Shmini Atzeret. It's the eighth day after Sukkot, where Hashem says, I can quote Rashi, based on the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Hei, but Rashi says it in Parshat Emor. Perek Chaf Gimel and Vayikra Pasuk Lamed Vav. Rashi says, based on the Gemara again, Atzarti etchem etzli. Shmini Atzeret, says Rashi, says on the Gemara, Atzarti etchem etzli. Kemelech shezimein et banav lisuda lekach vekach yamim. Kevan shehigia zmanan lehipater amar. Bonai, bevakasha mikem ikvu imi od yom echad. Kashe alai preidatchem. Those last three words in Rashi, well-known words. Kashe alai preidatchem. What's Rashi telling us based on the Gemara? The mashal is a king that has a si'uda, and everybody comes to this party. Everybody comes to the party. And at the end of the party, the king says to his children, his closest family, stay one more day. And that's, on the one hand, what Shmini Atzeret is. We have Sukkot, 7 days, and all the symbols and messages of the world coming together on Sukkot. But Hashem says, one more day, Jews, just you, please, kashe alai predatchem, one more day. On the other hand, Shmini Atzeret is its own chag completely. It's a completely brand new chag. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah Daf Memchet Amar Aleph and other places as well says that Shmini Atzeret is a brand new chag. It's a regel bifnei atzmo in 6 ways. The 6 ways, the acronym that the Gemara uses is Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Bet. Pazar Kashav. What do those stand for? Very quickly, Pazar stands for pay, for pais. In the Beit HaMikdash, there was always a pais, a lottery between the various Kohanim to bring for various jobs in the Beit HaMikdash. When it came to the Korbanot of Sukkot, there was no pais, there was no lottery, but on Shmini Atzeret, it was different. A new pais, a new lottery for the Kohanim. Pazar Zayin means Zman. Zman is what you and I call Shechianu, Birkat HaZman. We didn't make Shechianu on the second day of Sukkot, third day of Sukkot, fourth day of Sukkot, but we do make it on Shmini Atzeret. It's a whole new Yontif. And so, therefore, on Shmini Atzeret during Kiddush, we say Zman, we say Shechianu. Reish stands for Regel, Regel Bifnei Atzmo. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. Kashav stands Kuf, Korban. The Korbanot on Shmini Atzeret are completely different than they are for Sukkot. That's the Kuf. Shin stands for Shir. The song that the Levim used to sing in the Beit HaMikdash was different on Shmini Atzeret than it was over Sukkot. And Bet stands for Bracha. There used to be a unique Bracha blessing for the king, and this Bracha was unique to Shmini Atzeret. You didn't see it on Sukkot. Pazar Kashav. So we see it's a whole new chag. It's not related to Sukkot in that way. So we said the first question, or the first comment, was that on the one hand, Shmini Atzeret is connected to Sukkot. It is the eighth day, so to speak. On the other hand, we have Pazar Kashav, 6 ways in which Shmini Atzeret is different. So I'd like to explore. I said that the resh of Pazar Kashav, Regel Bifnei Atzmo, we're going to come back to that. And I think that this idea of Regel Bifnei Atzmo, that it's a brand new chag, might give us a key to understanding what Shmini Atzeret really is. What does it mean in Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Resh, Kuf Shin Bet, in the resh, Pazar, the resh? What does regel bifnei atzmo mean? What does it mean it's a new chag? It's its own regel? Are there arba regalim? So Rashi on that Gemara in Masechet Sukkah Daf Memchet Amar Aleph Divrei Hamatchil Regel Bifnei Atzmo, Rashi says three words: Regel Bifnei Atzmo, She'ein Yoshvin Basukah. We don't sit in a sukkah. What does that mean? I don't sit in a sukkah in Cheshvan. I don't sit in a sukkah on Hanukkah. I don't sit in a sukkah on Pesach. So Shmini Atzeret is unique because we don't sit in a sukkah. That means that every other week of the year is a regel bifnei atzma. What does it mean? What does Rashi mean in the six ways that Shmini Atzeret is different? What does Rashi mean when he says that it's a regel bifnei atzma? We don't sit in a sukkah. What is that supposed to mean? Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin, who died in 1978, a major Talmud Chacham in the Palestine and early state of Israel. Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin was a Rav, incredible Talmud Chacham, founder and editor of the Encyclopedia Talmudit. He's also the author of Moadim Behalacha, and there he says the following gorgeous idea to help us understand what Shmini Atzeret is. Is it connected to Sukkot? Is it not connected to Sukkot? And what does regel bifnei atzmo mean, that we don't sit in the sukkah, according to Rashi? Rav Zevin says the following idea. We know that one of the central messages of Chag HaSukkot is that we leave our comfortable home, we leave our solid walls, we leave our secure roof, we leave the four walls of our home with the locks that take care, that leave animals out and leave rain out and snow in certain places and certain times. And we go out to this flimsy, temporary, vulnerable place called a sukkah. A sukkah that is permanent is not a kosher sukkah. It has to be temporary. It has to be flimsy. If my schach is too thick, it's not kosher. If I need my walls to be, they're flimsy usually. Even wood sukkahs, flimsy, they're nothing compared to my house. And one of the messages of Sukkot, and we won't go into all those details now, but one of the central messages is that I am reliant on God. That I always live in flimsy sukkah walls. I always do. I'm reliant on God. God is in charge of everything for me. He's in charge of my health. He's in charge of my wealth. He's in charge of my safety. He's in charge of my security. That is what Sukkot is about, and I have to remember that. And here comes the rain, Amir Tzashem, and that's dependent on God, and everything's dependent on God. Says or Shlomo Yosef Zevin, what does Shmini Atzeret mean? That we don't sit in a sukkah. What does that mean? It means we go back in the home and we sit at our nice Shabbos table, Yontif table, and our nice chairs. And we have windows and walls and a rooftop. But you must bring what you learned from the sukkah back into your home. Chas v'shalom, you cannot leave the messages of sukkah outside in your backyard. The messages of sukkah and the messages of Sukkot have to come inside with you. Inside your home, inside your business, inside your army base, inside your Air Force jet. Everywhere you go, the message of sukkah, the message of Sukkot is that I am always and always dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmini Atzeret, the message is, yes, it's connected to Sukkot. It's the eighth day of Sukkot, so to speak. On the other hand, I bring Sukkot back inside with me. What a terrible thing it could be if I have a beautiful message for 7 days and then forget it until the next year. I'm really in charge most of the time, but God, for 7 days out of the year, I'm vulnerable. No, chas v'shalom, the message of Sukkot, the message of Shmini Atzeret is that the message of Sukkot comes with me inside the home, inside the business, inside everywhere I go. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be zocha to a beautiful Shmini Atzeret and a beautiful Simchat Torah. But while we're sitting indoors and we don't have to worry about mosquitoes and don't worry about bees, when I was growing up in Silver Spring, Maryland, we were worried sometimes about raccoons. Don't worry about that when you're inside your home. But you realize that that's what's, God is always in charge. And just because I think I'm sitting behind thick walls. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zochet to remind ourselves that we have only on God to rely upon. God willing, we should be zochet to a chag sameach, an amazing year where we think about and learn and bring inside ourselves and inside our home the message of Sukkot. Have a chag sameach, everybody.